From NPR News, it's day to day. You know, Americans, they are downsizing. One in five cars sold last month was either a compact or a subcompact, and that is a first for the industry. It's also a dramatic shift away from Americans' beloved trucks, minivans, and SUVs, not to mention those Hummers. Marketplace's Sam Eaton is here now. And Sam, is this all because of high gas prices?
Well, it definitely looks that way. I think there's a psychological shift happening among Americans that $4 gasoline isn't just a short-term blip anymore. And for the first time, it's having a huge impact on the cars people are buying. At the peak of the SUV's popularity, only about one in eight vehicles sold was a small car, according to the latest sales data released yesterday. And as you were saying, that number surged last month to one in five. Also, for the first time, sales of fuel-efficient four-cylinder engines outpaced those beefier six-cylinder models. This has been great news for Asian automakers, of course. Toyota's subcompact Yaris saw sales boost of nearly 50% in April. Honda sold more of its popular Fit model than ever before. And on the American side, the Ford Focus did pretty well, too, with a 32% jump in sales. Now, all of those cars get more than 30 miles to the gallon on the highway.
So what does this mean for the old SUV? Is it going to be a dinosaur?
Well, according to some people, yes, but history isn't necessarily on their side. In the past, dramatic shifts like this towards smaller cars never lasted because the high gas prices always came back down to earth. What's different this time is that Congress just passed new fuel economy rules for the first time in decades, and that's forcing automakers to offer more small cars in the U.S. in order to comply. And then another reason is that these high gas prices may be here to stay, especially when you account for the rising global demand and oil prices like in places like China. I talked to J.D. Power analyst Tom Libby, and he says these factors are already reshaping the R&D departments at the big three U.S. automakers.
There is almost nothing going into larger vehicles except for redesigns, which are necessary. All of the new products, the new technology, so on and so forth, is going to be in the small vehicle category.
Now, this is good news, of course, for the consumer. In the past, U.S. automakers have treated these small cars as more of an afterthought, so they're kind of like driving a tin can.
And it seems that Asian automakers, they have a head start. You mentioned Toyota. What about the big three here in the U.S.? Can they catch up?
Well, they're definitely behind, but part of the reason for that was that the U.S. automakers couldn't make any money off of these smaller cars. Their overhead was incredibly high because of legacy health and pension costs. That meant big SUVs with lots of bells and whistles were the only thing they could make money off of. Now, analysts say the new United Auto Workers contract we saw recently changes that and even gives the U.S. a potential leg up over Toyota when it comes to building small cars. So we could see a change here.
One more thing, Sam. A little bird tells me it's your birthday. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
That's Sam Eaton of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.